听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 7. Insurance. 2. Vocabulary. Aground. All risks, A-R. Applicable. Approved. Average. Buffer. Cargo. Cargo insurance. Chip in.Compensate, compensation, coverage, consequential, consequential damage, encounter, extraneous, extraneous risks, foray, free from particular average, FPA, general average, GA.ICC, Institute Cargo Clauses. Inconvenience, indemnification, insurance company, insured, insurer, jettison, liability, marine, marine risks, merchandise, open cover, pamphlet, peril,Pilferage, premium, regale, spice, steadfast, susceptible, total loss only, TLA, TPND, theft, pilferage, and non-delivery, underwrite, with average, WA, with particular average,WPA. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a passage and choose the best answer to each question. Insurance is closely related to foreign trade. In international business, the transportation of the goods from the seller to the buyer by air, by land, or by sea is usually over a long distance.And has to go through the procedures of loading, unloading, and storing. This process involves various risks which may result in the damage or loss of the goods, and thus the inconveniences or even financial losses to both the seller and the buyer. To protect the goods against possible losses, before shipment,The buyer or the seller usually applies to an insurance company for insurance covering the goods to be transported. International cargo transportation insurance refers to the fact that the insured covers insurance for the shipment with the insurer, i.e., the insurance company before shipment. The insured pays insurance premiums to the insurance company on the basis of the insured amount.Level of coverage as well as the premium rate in order to obtain an insurance policy. The insurer shall compensate the insured for the losses of and damage to the goods, if any, during the transportation within the scope of insurance coverage. The responsibility for buying insurance for internationally traded goods is generally decided by the seller.The buyer pays for insurance in FOB and CRF contracts, and the seller pays for it in CIF contracts. Generally speaking, an importer or a buyer should strive to sign a contract on CIF terms. The responsibility of the insurer is defined by the kind of insurance purchased. When choosing the kind of insurance,The insured should take into account both the amount of insurance premium, cost, and the risks to be covered. When choosing the risks to be covered, such factors as the nature of the goods, packing, transportation, and season should be considered. 2. Listen to a dialogue and complete the notes.
What is cargo insurance?
Cargo insurance...Also called marine cargo insurance, covers physical damage to or loss of your goods while in transit by land, sea, and air, and offers considerable opportunities and cost advantages if managed correctly. Unfortunately, many traders do not want to become involved in arranging this type of insurance because they feel they do not have sufficient knowledge. They see it as an unnecessary expense involving extra administration and make the mistake of allowing suppliers or customers to control this vital area of business. This loss of control not only increases the difficulties of implementing an effective trade risk management strategy, but can also have far-reaching effects on profitability. Fortunately, this attitude is changing, with more and more companies following the lead of many of the blue-chip manufacturing and trading giants of the world who tend to take full advantage of this type of insurance.
What is general average?
When you are looking at the types of cargo insurance available, you may come across the term general average. This is one of the oldest principles of cargo insurance and relates only to ocean and sea voyages, but is still relevant in today's trading environment. General average covers the situation where damage or loss of certain goods occurs so that the remaining cargo and the means of transport are saved. For example, goods may sustain water damage during firefighting. In this situation, if general average is declared, all the parties involved must contribute to covering the loss.
I often hear about ICC. What is it?
Cargo insurance is usually provided by means of one of three Institute Cargo Clauses, A, B, or C, plus War Clauses and Strike Clauses. Simply put, Cargo Clause A provides the most coverage, with B and C giving less coverage, which is reflected in reduced premiums for the lower coverage. Also, there is an Institute Cargo Clauses, AIR, for movement by air, which is equivalent to the A clause. Your insurance company or broker will be able to give details of exactly what coverage is given by each clause, so you can choose the most appropriate for your business needs and trading patterns.
Why do traders need cargo insurance?
Many exporters and trading companies sell on cost insurance and freight, CIF, or similar terms, which allows them to arrange marine cargo insurance in their own countries, usually on an open cover basis. Because this insurance cost is legitimately passed on to the customer, who also gets the benefit of the insurance, this virtually amounts to free insurance which the exporter controls. Many foreign buyers see this as an essential service provided by the exporter. Indeed, exporters who do not provide a package which includes insurance can lose business to competitors who do. The other side of the coin is that some exporters allow their customers to arrange the insurance. This can range from selling on Ex Works terms to exporting on Free On Board, FOB, or Cost and Freight, CFR, terms. An Ex Works sale represents the minimum obligation for the seller, who has merely to make the goods available at his premises for collection by the buyer's designated carriers. However, what tends to be overlooked is that the exporter is totally reliant on the buyer arranging adequate insurance on goods which have probably not been paid for. If the goods arrive damaged, or if the buyer's insurance does not cover the loss, the exporter may not receive payment. Additionally, if the goods or shipping documents are rejected on arrival at destination, the insurance risk can often revert to the exporter, who may not have taken out any insurance.
How about imports?
Many importers assume that the suppliers are including marine cargo insurance for free when, in fact, the cost is included in the purchase price. In addition, obtaining information from suppliers about these costs and whether they are being loaded can prove difficult. Another important issue is the type of coverage being provided. Is it comprehensive all risks or just total loss only? Is it on a warehouse-to-warehouse basis or just warehouse to the named port? Without this information, importers may not realize they are paying too much for insurance which does not meet their needs and may leave them with uninsured exposure. 4. Sample dialogues.
Dialogue 1.
Mr. Liang, I'd like to have a talk with you on the question of insurance, if you don't mind.
No, not a bit. Go ahead, please.
What kind of insurance is PICC able to provide for my consignment?
PICC can provide a broad range of coverage against all kinds of risks for sea transport, such as free from particular average, with particular average, all risks, and extraneous risks. But what coverage you will take out should be suitable for your goods.
If we conclude the business on a CIF basis, what coverage will you take out for the goods?
Generally speaking, we only insure the goods WPA.
Do you cover risks other than WPA? For instance, TPND, theft, pilferage, and non-delivery? Fresh or rainwater damage? Risk of shortage? Leakage risk, clashing and breakage risk, and so on?
Yes, but these risks belong to extraneous risks. According to the international practice, we do not insure against such risks unless they are called for by the buyers, and it is the buyer who will pay for the extra premium.
I see. Now, could you tell me how to calculate the insurance premium?
The premium is to be calculated in this way. First, find out the premium rate for the goods. That is usually 10%. And second, consider what risks are covered. Then, calculate the total value you are insuring. Usually, we cover the insurance for 110% of the invoice value.
Can I have the goods insured for 130% of the invoice value?
Yes, but please note that the extra premium for the difference between 130% and 110% should be borne by the buyer.
That's understood. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Could you tell me how to value cargo for insurance?
Normally, we calculate the insured value by taking the FOB value, adding the ocean or air freight, and adding 10% of that total. Thus, a shipment valued at $10,000 with $2,000 ocean freight would have an insured value of $13,200. We can frequently arrange higher buffer amounts upon request.
I see. How about the types of coverage?
Here is the pamphlet about the types of coverage. The definitions of coverage in it are general descriptions and may not be applicable to all shipments. Please feel free to ask us for specific information on your shipment.
What does all risks cover?
This will cover merchandise for most types of perils that it may encounter. This coverage is intended for approved or general merchandise, that which is new, export-packed, and not unusually susceptible to losses from breakage, theft, pilferage, scratching, and the like. All risk coverage will insure against physical loss or damage from any external cause.
And FPA?
In insurance terms, this means free from partial loss, meaning that the insurance company is free from partial loss. We frequently refer to FPA as total loss only, because in order to recover anything under an FPA policy, the customer usually must suffer a total loss of the goods. FPA will cover perils of the sea, such as stranding, sinking, burning, or collision of the vessel. It will also cover land perils that are generally out of man's control. We usually write FPA coverage for used merchandise, waste, such as scrap metal or waste paper, and merchandise stowed on deck or as bulk cargo.
Then what is the scope of WA?
With average coverage is basically FPA that is extended to provide for protection from damage caused by exceptionally heavy weather. Both FPA and WA can usually be extended to include theft, pilferage, and non-delivery, TPND, of an entire shipping package.
The last question. What is general average?
General average means, literally, general loss. It can be voluntary, such as when the master jettisons containers for the safety of the vessel. It can be involuntary, such as a collision involving another ship. When a general average loss occurs, each party involved participates in the loss. We understand that general average originated in the days of Marco Polo's spice trains. Marco Polo put together large groups of individuals with camels who would foray into China and other countries, trading for spices and other goods. If, during their trip, they were attacked and one trader lost his camel or his goods, the others in the train would chip in and replace his losses. This noble thought survives in current transportation law, so that when a vessel runs aground, incurring substantial damage to the vessel, all of the firms having cargo on board the vessel help to pay for the repairs. General average liability is the first reason for purchasing cargo insurance. All types of insurance cover general average. We can regale you with stories of customers that have steadfastly refused to purchase cargo insurance only to be involved in a general average condition that cost up to 25% of the value of their goods. Everyone should have cargo insurance, even if they think their cargo is not worth covering. The liability for general average makes it essential.
It's so kind of you to tell me so much about insurance. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. 6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to 10 sentences on the tape and write them down. 1. Nowadays, ocean cargo insurance is an essential tool of foreign trade. 2. To protect the goods against possible losses before shipment, the buyer or the seller usually applies to an insurance company for insurance covering the goods to be transported. 3. The basic instrument in insurance is the policy. 4. An insurance policy is a document setting out the exact terms and conditions of an insurance transaction. 5. All kinds of insurance are provided by the People's Insurance Company of China. 6. We usually cover 10% above the invoice value. 7. This insurance policy covers us against all risks. 8. The insurance under the People's Insurance Company of China Ocean Marine Cargo Clauses is classified into the following three conditions: free from particular average, FPA, with particular average, WPA, and all risks. 9. Your insurance only protects you from the damages that happen in transit. 10. I wonder whether your prices are calculated with this coverage. 2. Listen to a passage and choose the best answer to each question. Why buy export insurance? Obtaining cargo insurance for your export shipment is very important. It protects you and your overseas customer in case of theft, loss, or damage to your shipment. And, unlike domestic carriers who are regulated under a variety of U.S. laws, the liability of international carriers is very limited for international shipments. Banks will require proof of insurance for collections in case of the letter of credit transactions. This minimizes the risk to the bank, since the bank is vouching for the buyer's credit. What do you get? Ocean cargo insurance typically provides protection against all risks of physical loss from the time the goods leave the warehouse at origin until the goods arrive at the destination warehouse. It protects your goods continually while moved by ship, air, rail, or truck, or any combination of these. Who gets the insurance? either the buyer or the seller can obtain insurance. If the terms of sale are CIF, then the seller obtains the insurance and adds the cost to the shipping price of the goods. If one can't control the terms of sale, including the purchase of insurance, the shrewd exporter obtains default insurance to cover the shipment in case the buyer's insurance does not provide protection. The exporter benefits from securing their own cargo insurance because, 1. The buyer may neglect to insure. 2. The buyer's insurance may have restrictive insuring conditions resulting in an uninsured loss. 3. The buyer might reject the goods as damaged, leaving the exporter with a financial interest in unclaimed goods thousands of miles away. How to get the insurance? You may obtain cargo insurance through insurance brokers specializing in this coverage, the insurance agent who handles your other business insurance. For a single or occasional export action, freight forwarders can purchase insurance for you as part of their service. However, some insurers provide single shipment coverage for exporters. 3. Listen to the passage again and answer the following questions.